Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today in this program, we're going to be talking about the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in Islam, and it's pretty natural too, that somebody or something that you're curious about, you would want to think about the qualities that person or that thing or that being or that existence possess. Now, know that to some extent that realizing the existence of God through studying the secrets of the created world is easy. Learning of His qualities is difficult and requires a great deal of care and caution. Okay, when you look at this world, it's easy to look at the objects or the creations of this world and look at and evaluate and analyze the qualities of that particular thing that you're looking at. But in case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of all these things, and He is the master of both the worlds and all the universes, it's not easy to evaluate and analyze His qualities. So we have to be careful while dealing with the subject. You probably wonder why that is the case, right? The reason for this is clear, because God does not resemble anything we have seen or even heard. Thus, the first condition to recognize God's qualities is to negate all the qualities of creatures, that is, not comparing Him to any limited creature of the world of nature. It is here that our task, it becomes real difficult, because we have grown up in such a way that we look at things and we compare them with other things that we have a knowledge about, and then based on that comparison, we come to conclusions. Our contact has been with this nature throughout our lifespan. We have become familiar with it. Thus, we are inclined to compare everything with it, and this is where the danger is. In other words, whatever we have seen has had a material form. Okay, this is based on our life experiences, that everything we have seen around us, it had some sort of material form. Some of the creatures which have a determined time and place have a special dimension and form. Because of this, conceiving of God, who neither has eyes, nor He is limited in time, nor He is limited in place, but at the same time, He overlooks all times and all places and is unlimited from all points of view. It's a difficult task if you look at it. That is, it requires that steps to be taken along this way with great care are what we are advised to do. So we evaluate the qualities of God. We try to study these qualities, but with the mindset that it is not just another physical being that exists. So we do not draw comparisons. We do not draw, for instance, relationships between the physical existence of other beings and God. For instance, human beings have eyes, right? With which human beings see things. Now we say that Allah sees things as well. So does that mean that He has physical eyes? No, those are not the physical eyes, but yet He sees. So with this, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss this topic in a little bit more detail. Stay with us.
¶¶ How to reach closeness to Allah in the words of Shaykh Amin Rastani.
How do I gain closeness to Allah? Let's do three verses of the Quran. The first verse, Surah Yasin, verse 61. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Serve me, obey me. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. This verse is saying the straight path has to do with servitude. Servitude equals straight path. If you want to get to Allah, you have to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, spirituality has criteria. The criterion is u'buduni, ubudiyya, servitude, nothing else. Next verse. Surah Dhariyat, verse 56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinn and man only for one purpose. لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is what it is. Your purpose was to come back to me. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Here he's saying عُبُودِيَّة is the purpose. What does that mean? That means عُبُودِيَّة is going to get you there. When you serve Allah, the capacity grows. The more obedience, the more capacity to gain, to receive the light from Him. Third verse, Surah Hujurat, verse 13. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. In this verse, Allah says, we created you from male and female. I created you man and woman. I created you different tribes, different branches of peoples. So you get to know each other. You can identify each other. But إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most high of you, أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who obeys me more. The one who has more taqwa. Taqwa means obedience of Allah. Spirituality equals obedience. What hinders spirituality is disobedience. Very simple. That's our principle.
في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about knowing the qualities or analyzing the qualities or recognizing the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said the universe of the entire universe and everything that exists above the skies and below the earth, everything He has made out of His own will. Now we're trying to look at the qualities of this very being, which we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that in our pursuit of analyzing and understanding those qualities, we have to have a certain mindset. And that mindset cannot be the same mindset that we use to analyze the other material objects and existences around us. Okay, so we have to let go those comparisons with the other existences when we analyze the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it is necessary to remind ourselves here of this point that we can never come to know God's essence and we should not expect that we could, because such an expectation is like expecting to contain the endless seas in a glass, or expect that a child who is developing in a mother's womb, he knows about everything that exists in this entire world while he's still in the womb. Do you think it's possible? No, it's not possible for that child to conceive and perceive everything that exists in this world. Similarly, when we are studying the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God the Almighty, we have to be careful. We do realize that we're not going to be able to reach those conclusions in terms of understanding all of His properties, all of His traits, all of His qualities. But what we know for sure is that those qualities are infinite. Okay? And this is one of the reasons, since we, our intellect, our knowledge, and our perception is limited and finite, we're not going to be able to encompass something that is infinite. It is here that such a small blunder will cause a person to fall tens of miles from the main way of coming to know God and become something, like an idol worshiper or worshiper of the creatures. So this is the risk that we run into as soon as we start looking into the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Note with care that in summary, we must be conscious of never comparing God's qualities with the qualities of the other creatures. So that's a rule of thumb that in today's program we wanted to convey to you, so that we set that framework in which we will be analyzing the qualities of the Allah who is almighty and who is all-knowing. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.